We're continuing with that memo alpha on the bottom, the Mishnah Maisa. Umaisa, Shalechi Atachtin Oydif Ala Elyon. There's a story where the bottom jaw was longer than the top jaw. Vashal Rabbi Gamil Chacham, Vama raise a mum. He said there is a mum. So Shaila is now, what's the Mishnah Umaisa? What's the continuation of? So to Gemara, my Tana Tony Umaisa. Well, what are we talking about? What do we say before this that was said Umaisa? Gemara explains, Mishum the Tanam, we learned, Piv Doim Lechazir. A piv that's doim to chazir, we said Elo said it's a mum. Upligi Rabbanu led the Rabbi, and Rabbanu argued on Rabbi Elo. Rabbi means Rabbi Elo, and the Mishnah says v'kamina ki pligi Rabbanu led the Rabbi v'sfasay el yoyinoy defes al tachtayna. When is your argue is when the top lip is bigger than the bottom lip. That's where it looks like a chazir. Avashat tachtayna defes al yoyinoy. When the bottom lip is longer than the top lip. The bottom jaw is longer. I raise a mum. That's a mum, and we bring a ma'isa to support that rabbanon. That thing that we're saying about the rabbanon. Ma'isa nami shalechi atachta oidav al elyon. There was a story taka where the bottom jaw was longer than the top jaw. And shal rav shumig mila rachachamim. Va'amru I raise a mum. And taka asked the chamim. He said it is a mum. So bekitzer was saying that the bottom jaw longer is a mum. I thought it was only by Adam. If the top lip is longer than the bottom lip, or the bottom lip is longer than the top lip, it says a special pasuk there. All the people in Aaron have to look the same. We don't have Joshua Behemoth. What makes that a mum? It's a little deformed. It looks a little funny. Why is that a mum? If the etzem of the jaw, the bone of the jaw, is longer than the top jaw, that's a mum iva behema. But if just the lip is long and like he looks like a little bit like funny when his lip goes over the top lip, that won't be a mum taka by behema. Dafka if the bone is longer. And that we learned out by Aaron, by Bnei Aaron, that is a problem, is only where it's a lip alone. There is a special din by Adam that's a mum. Because that does not look, they don't look like a regular, like all the people have to look the same. They don't look the same.
It's only still only lower.
What?
It's still only lower.
Right.
According to Rabban, even
by Behemoth, yes.
And
with the etzem. Yeah. According to it's not possible the etzem higher on top because the jawbone is on the bottom. So I don't know if it's possible to have a jawbone on top more. Yeah. Only on the bottom.
So
yeah.
That means Ela is saying even.
Ela say a lip. Bottom. Lip. It could be right. It could be even just a lip.
What's he gonna do with the top?
No, I don't know. But it's not clear. Maybe it is a bone on top. I don't know. Maybe there is some kind of bone maybe in the top. Lachari is saying good. Maybe there is a bone on top. The Gemara doesn't explain that part, but I hear your question. Okay, what's Ela going to hold regarding this question? Maybe there is a bone on top. I'm not sure. Talk to Mishnah Vayta. Now we're talking about ears. Oizen hagedi shahoysa kfula. So kfula doesn't mean like we would think it means like a big elephant's ear. But it's not what it means. It's what it means is that he had like two ears. He had two ears, and that's a mum. Amru chachamim bezman shu etzem echad. And now what the chachamim is going to say is the opposite of what we would think. It says bezman shu etzem echad mum. Bezman shu ein by etzem ein a mum. So. He's saying when it's one etzem, when it's one, it has like a bone. Every ear has like a bone, has like the cartilage that's a bone. If it shears one bone, then he says it is a mum. It is a mum. When it's two separate ears, then it's not a mum. We would think the opposite, but that's how it is. And Rashi says it doesn't exactly stand why. Rashi says, let's read it inside again. Omukom has vanshu etzem echad mum. When it's the shear one bone, it's like Siamese twins in the ear that shear one bone, it's a mum. Bezvan she'ein by etzem, it doesn't have this, they don't shear the same bone.
It seems like there's no cartilage at all in the second one.
But bezvan she'ein by etzem echad, it means they have two bones. There's two, then ein a mum. That's how, if you look at the Rashi, it means that there's two different ears, then it's not a mum. This is the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns this way. We're learning like Rashi. Rashi learns sparishly. He doesn't stand pshat. The Rambam learns the opposite. But we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara stands like Rashi pshat also. We'll see. Something more right. We know a pigtail, you know, is a very small little tiny thing. It has two characteristics to a pigtail. It's thin and it's short. Now, a gadi's tail is also short, but it's different than a pig by two ways. First of all, it's not round, and also it's thick. It's very thick. So if you have a zon of agdil shudem l'shachazir, then that's also a mum. If it doesn't have three vertebrates in the tail, it's also a mum. It's very, very short. We saw in a picture before, it has like 20 bones in there. If it's a very short bone, then it's also a mum. So I think tomorrow, first I'm going to talk about a little bit all the things, and I'll go back and go to the ears in a second. Tarabonim, piv balam. So we're going to learn Rashi's two pshatim, we'll learn Rashi's second pshat. It means it's bloated. A bloated mouth, or raglav muvlamas, or bloated legs. Machmas haruach ain't a mum. If it's machmas haruach ain't a mum. If it's because there's too much ear in there, it blows off, that's not a mum. You know, it got some kind of, you know, ear. That's going to get better. That's going to get better. You know, it got a little bloated. That's not a mum. Machmas ha'etzem ha'reiz a mum. If there's a very fat bone inside it and makes the piv very, very fat, or makes the leg very fat, then it is a mum. Oznov kfulois. This is the case of Oznov kfulois in Mishnah. So it says, v'chaschoschus echos ha'reiz a mum. So here's a riot to Rashi's pshat. If it's one shtickle cartilage, it's a mum. B'shtei chaschoschus ain't a mum. If it's two different cartilages, then it's not a mum. So you see, like Rashi's pshat, I don't know how the Rambam learns this Gemara, but it's how Rashi learns, and Rashi doesn't really know exactly why, but if it's two separate ears, that's not a mum. Now let's go to the tails. It says it's a mum. Don't say it has to have both characteristics. It has to be small and round. It could be, as long as it's round, even though it's thick, it's still a mum. If it's round like a pig, it's still a mum. So he said over here that three chulias, it needs three chulias to make it kosher. But if it has two chulias, then it has a mum. I'm Rav Huna. Huna said like this: Big D by a goat, shtaim erez a mum. That's like our Mishnah, shalosh erez a mum. Betla, shalosh erez a mum, arba a mum. It needs four to make it a mum. Meisvei, we have to kasha. Big D, achas, we have a brice, it's not like Rav Huna. Big D, achas, erez a mum, shtaim erez a mum. Betla, shtaim erez a mum, shalosh erez a mum. So you have to do Rav Huna. It's a kasha Rav Huna. Now, Rav Huna, you see, our Mishnah says that two is a mum, three is not a mum. So Rav Huna seems like he learned our Mishnah as a gedi. And therefore he said, Tla, which is a little bigger than a gedi, needs a little more. The kasha is, Bryce is not like that. The Bryce is a gedi, one is enough, and by Tla, two is enough.
It's not like a Mishnah anyways.
Why not?
Because our Mishnah says three.
So maybe Mishnah went at Tla. That's what I was going to say. Rav Huna, that's what I was going to say. Amr Sama Tle, maybe. So Rav Huna thought Amr Sama Gedi. Oh, that's it. Let's say tomorrow. Rav Huna, Mastisim Atiuse. Iyushavim, the ratio of Gedi, since the ratio is Big D, like he said, in Zana Vagdi, so Sefer Nam Gedi, Velohi, ratio of Gedi, Vesefer Betle. The end of the mission is that Emma Shah Shuli is to wear Tle, that's the fact. And if we could learn it. Rav Huna could learn like you, that probably don't wear Gedi. But the Maisa, it's not true. You can learn that the Sefer is talking about a Tle. It seems like from Rashi, Rashi didn't have Lashon Zonav Hagdi. Rashi's ratio says Oizen Hagdi. It seems like Rashi didn't have the Girsa Zonav Hagdi, actually. He was just worried about the beginning of Mishnah, because your Kasha Zonav Hagdi is a little better. Rashi says Oizen Hagdi. Rashi, when he says ratio, Rashi says Oizen Hagdi, the ear of the, you know, the ear. The ear, and it really says Zonav Hagdi. Yeah, it's even closer than that, yeah. Okay, Dr. Gemara Vaitem. Dr. Mishnah Vaitem, new Mishnah.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It says,
yeah, the Brax is arguing Rav Huna, the Kasha Rav Huna. We're saying, where did Rav Huna get his numbers from? So Rav Huna got his numbers from the Mishnah. He thought the Mishnah was saying Gedi, and Tla is bigger than Gedi, so it goes one step bigger. That's why. So the Mishnah right there. B'chir ben tigris oimer, eis she yabeles be'enov. Another mum is a yabeles be'enov. It's like a wart in the eye. V'shenifkam etzem yodoy. That bone in the hand got notched, or the foot, v'shenifrak ad samay shal piv. Also, if there was a, it's either nifsak or nifrak, something got broken in the bone in the mouth. Now, a bone in the mouth is that, I guess, the bone that holds the tooth. It's not the gum. It's the bone that holds the gums and the teeth. And that broke is also a mum. One eye is bigger than the other one. Or one's eye is big, one guy's small. Tomorrow we'll say what the shear is. Oz the achas del achas tana. One's big, one's small. These are all called serua. And this is a mum b'mara. If it looks like that, you don't take out a measuring tape and measure it. That's not called a mum. That's a look different. Have you da'imer Shtei beitz of acha gdela, kishtaim shavacharvata, that's called a mum. A mum is if one is as big as two of the other one, that's the shear of mum. V'loy hoid l'cham. L'cham will not mask him to this mum. They will not mask him on Rabbi Huda's mum. We're not masking on Rabbi Huda's mum. And the Gemara is going to talk about what the Rabbanan's shear is on that. We'll see at the end of the Gemara what the shear of your Rabbanan is, the Gavish Tei Beitzah. Zok the Gemara. The Mishnah started off and said the Yabelis in the eye, a wart on the eye, is a mum. Lamemra the Yabelis have a mumma. You're telling me now that the Yabelis is a mum. Rabbeinu, I ask you a question. Is the Mishnah later on? It says Ve'ilu she'ein sheichtem aleihem le'yamikshol medina. That means the following mum is enough of a mum not to bring it on the base of Mikdash, but it's not enough of a mum to shecht it. Our Mishnah says the Yabelis enough of a mum to shecht it in Medina and eat it. And here the Mishnah says later on that you cannot eat it in the Medina. You can't eat it at home with this mum. What are those? Balgera, Balyabelis. Faz Yabelis. So you see clearly, not like our Mishnah, Yabelis you can't eat it with. With that mum. Break the mum. Tizbara haksiva, it's a pasuk yabelis. In the pasuk it says, Iveris is shavar echarot so yabelis. Yabelis is a pasuk. What do you do? Ksiva yabelis with the raisa. Eloi kosho habegufoya be'enai. So mum wants to say like this. In the ayin, that's what the Torah says, our Mishnah says, that's called a mum. On the guf, it's only a mum for the base of mikdash, not to eat it. Gufoy and enai are different. Break the mum. Mechdi krosh tama ksiv, mali gufoy mali be'enai. The pasuk is klar, yabelis is a mum. Don't say dafka ayin. So Chayit should sound like that the Mishnah, that the Yabelis in the Guf is also a mum, like it says the Pasuk. El loy kasha, there's a different type of Yabelis. Hod is be'etzem, les be'etzem. A wart with a bone in it, that's a worse wart. That's a real growth. And that's a problem. That's the Pasuk's talking about. Les be'etzem is the other case. The Krod is be'etzem. Masnisim, the les be'etzem. The Mishnah later on that says you can't eat it with that mum, les be'etzem. The crowd is be'etzem. My sister is be'etzem. Be'enoi have a mumoi. Be'gufoi loy have a mumah. And our Mishnah is saying like this. Even without an etzem, in the eye is a mum. In the guf is not a mum.
How can you say that?
What? That you already say. It's not the Torah's cut. That's not Torah's mum already. The Torah's mum is with an etzem. That's across the board. Yabelis with a bone. With the etzem, across the board is the pasuk, don't say anything about ayin, it's across the board of mum. A yabelis without an etzem, it depends. In the eye, then it's our Mishnah that you allow to even shecht it and eat it with that mum. If it's on the guf, you only can't bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. Dr. Marv, less lay etzem begufoy psula. When it doesn't have an etzem, it's enough puzzle that you can't bring in the base of mikdash. Harei tilta ba'amu. That's only like a little like a bump. The tanam lezo ime balia taltulim psulim ba'adam aksherim behem. It's kosher. So you can't say that the mishnah later on that says you can't bring it on the mizbeach is talking about on the guf, because on the guf is saying that's a little bump ba'amu. Both those mishnayos, our mishnah and the mishnah later on, is both in the eye. And we're talking about a yabelis without a bone. And what's the chilek? Like kasha. Haba shachar b'lavan. One's in the black of the eye. That you can eat it right here. It's a mum. And the one's the white of the eye. When we said that the white part of the eye is called the fat of the eye, it's no mum there. Eliidi vidi b'lavan. They're both b'lavan. Va'amra shlokesh like kasha. This be sheer sayer. Let's be sayer. Idividi doesn't mean here, Idividi Aram Mishnah, means the Mishnah says, Ein Mumim Belavon, and later on the Mishnah says that you can't shecht on the Mizbeach, are both talking about the white, because Aram Mishnah went with the black of the eye, that's a mum, you can even shecht it on it. In the white, Ein Mumim Belavon, says Ein Mumim Belavon if there's no hair in it. But if there's a hair in the Yabelis on the white, then it will be a mum, and you won't be able to bring it like upon him on the Mizbeach. Idividi Belavon. One has here, one does not have here. So really there's four different levels. The article should have made a chart there. There's really four different levels over there. If the Abelis has a bone in it, then everything is a mum, wherever it is, even on the guf. No bone, on the guf it's nothing. On the black of the eye, it's a mum to eat it right now. On the white, if it has a sayer, you can't bring it on the mizbeach. If it has no sayer, it's kosher. Those are all four levels.
How do you know that about bones? You don't see anything. Once the more is crazy.
No, because you have, the Torah says the abelas is the mum, even in the guf, all over the place, even on the guf. So it has to be, what's the chilek? It has to be, it has a bone.
So we still don't have our yabelas of our Mishnah.
No, it's chazal.
Not the yabelas of the Torah.
No, it's not. There's no etzim, yeah, it's not the yabelas of the Torah. Zog the Gemara, Eina achas derlo, Tana, what does it mean? It says one eye is big, one eye is small. What does that mean? Tana gedolah kashel egel. We're talking about here like a goat or a sheep. If it has an eye like a calf, or katana v'shel eves, or small like a rooster, that's a mum. Ozne achas derlo. Then the Mishnah says that the shtei beitzah of one's big like two of the other ones, that's a mum. Rabban say no. Rabban ad kama. Until what shear is called a mum? Tanya achirim oimrim. I feel inik l'shniel kapul kshere. Even if one of them is the size of a bean, that's also like a pea. It's also not a mum. That's still kosher. And if it's less than that, maybe it is a mum. Okay, we'll stop over here.